short people got no reason to live.
Steve Clark could have fulfilled Randy Newman's tongue-in-cheek song after applying for a few coaching jobs.
I've had, you know, people say, I'm not going to hire you because of the way you look.
Clark is just over 5'3", but he doesn't want anyone to feel sorry for him. He just wanted to be given a chance to succeed in the profession he says picked him.
I tried to get at it a couple times and couldn't do it.
Of course, his wife, Suzanne, wouldn't let him quit.
And it seemed impossible to me. She never gave up.
She steered him toward college coaching, and his old neighbor from Provo, Kyle Whittingham, gave him his first opportunity as video coordinator with the Utah Utes.
Touchdown, Utah!
Clark was a defensive assistant on the Utes' 2004 BCS busting team.
Got for the touchdown!
He was also a graduate assistant for the Cougars when John Beck hit Johnny Harleen at Rice-Eccles Stadium. But during all that time, he was either paid very little or not paid at all. And when coaches said he was too short to coach college football, his wife came to his rescue again.
She said, we're not doing that. We're getting right back up. Keep fighting. We're gonna get through it.
They eventually did get through it. Ed Lamb hired him to be the offensive coordinator at Southern Utah University.
Sorensen goes to the end zone, and it's caught for a touchdown.
We won four games in Cedar City. You would have thought we'd won the championship. I learned a lot just having to do it on my own.
Creating an offense for the T-Birds and his relationship with Lamb helped him score his new job. Lamb was originally hired as assistant head coach and tight ends coach for the Cougars. That changed when Lamb heard from offensive coordinator Ty Detmer.
Ty wanted somebody who had been around the installation of an offense at the college level. And as we talked a little bit more about putting the staff together, I said, Steve Clark can do this for Ty.
Clark doesn't see himself as a role model for the vertically challenged and has no desire to rub his success in the faces of those who refuse to hire him.
It's not about me. It's about us. And it's about the players. The best thing I can teach my players is you don't quit and there's no excuses.
He'll even joke about his height, but he has to initiate the joke. Recently, he was asked about Alema Pilamai switching to tight end.
As long as he's taller than me, we'll take him.
The bald-headed Clark just has one request for those who are allowed to crack on his height. Come up with new nicknames.
You know, Mini-Me, I'm tired of that one.
Leon Wall, KSL News Radio.